There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
The 300
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. Grab a Wolves fan 4-pack. 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price, ChicagoWolves.com. The Blackhawks just 1-2 on their road trip thus far and hope to finish the second half of it on a better note. Tonight they're in St. Paul to face the Wild, who sit in last place in the Central, but are looking for their fourth straight win. Corey Crawford expected to get the start in net. 7 o'clock puck drop tonight. In the AHL, the Wolves currently down 3-0 to Rochester early in the third. Bulls practiced for a second straight day before hitting the road again for the second half of their trip, which begins tomorrow night in Houston. Mike Dunleavy missed practice once again today. Tom Thibodeau now says the injury is a bone bruise. Dunleavy acknowledged that he may sit until after the All-Star break, but wants to keep trying to get back sooner. New Falcons head coach Dan Quinn will have the final say over the Falcons' 53-man roster, according to owner Arthur Blank. Quinn confirmed today that Kyle Shanahan will be his offensive coordinator and Richard Smith his defensive coordinator. Tom Brady, meanwhile, told WEEI in Boston he'd love to give Pat's Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler the trunk he won for being named as the game's MVP. The Pat's championship parade that was supposed to be held today has been postponed until tomorrow as they recover from yet another winter storm. College hoops, Northwestern visits Nebraska, and Illinois hosts Rutgers tonight, a game you can hear on the Score at 8:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And join the Score's Matt Abaticola and Dan Bernstein broadcasting live at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville next Friday from 1 to 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes. Your Menard Score weather forecast, get ready for the snow. Should be coming in right around the evening rush with accumulations of from 1 to 3 inches of snow. Should taper off by midnight tonight. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thank you to our guests, Rich Campbell, Joe Colley, Mark Rolfling. Got to talk a little golf, which is always fun to do. Producers Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Video director is Brian Gertz. Always does a wonderful job. Carrie Sayers, thank you for your updates. Intern was Eric Domingo. He did a really fantastic job today. Starbucks and McDonald's.
He did, but he couldn't get the McDonald's for free. We tried to send him a McDonald's to get free McDonald's, like the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, I don't understand.
We're going to have him call the hotline. People. we're going to have him call the hotline.
If he got free McDonald's.
Yeah. You know what? McDonald's is practically free anyway. I mean, if you are ordering off the dollar menu, and, you know, but $6, you're set, man. I mean, you really need that picked up for you? I mean, because it's a nice gesture.
Maybe for
I guess. I mean, it's $6
you're
going to
have to spend. Tell you love her.
Tomorrow on the show, Spiegs is back. They're going to have Mike Florio, Mark Schanowski, and Dave Softy Mahler will be on the show. So that's tomorrow, Wednesday. Make sure you're here for it. And always stream the show live Monday through Friday, 9 to 1 at watch670thescore.com. I want Pat to start a national campaign for athletes. I can see the commercial now. I mean, I can see, like, in a nice shirt like that, button-up shirt, just a stand-up shot of Pat alone, you know, blank background, just in a white room. Hi, I'm Patrick Manley, former long snapper for the Chicago Bears, here to talk to current and former athletes. Please stop paying for ass. And you have a whole website, a whole campaign designed for athletes to stop getting arrested, getting hookers.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday. Yeah. That it must be something about the ease of the transaction where there's no messiness, there's nothing clingy, there's nothing. You understand exactly what the deal is, and there's no blurred lines, right, as they say.
I get that, but I think there are certain scales of ladies of the night that you could invest your money in. And I'm guessing.
I didn't know it was an investment opportunity.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It pays back.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just an expenditure. I didn't think it was an investment.
It is an investment. But here's the thing, because there are, I'm guessing, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm guessing that these aren't the several thousand dollar types of escorts that he ordered online or through a service. I'm guessing these are girls.
Or the ones who fly in.
I'm guessing these are girls that are hanging out and, you know, do it, and they're not really all that pretty.
Like outside the lobby of an airport hotel or something.
Right, and I'm guessing that, you know, the services were probably under $100. I'm not guessing that it's a whole, you know.
That's what my, well, maybe
I don't even
has.
Know how this all works.
Do you remember when we were in Houston?
Yes, I remember exactly.
We were at the Mexican restaurant. And
we were not at the Mexican restaurant. We were at a national chain restaurant.
We were?
We walked in. It was the first spot that we saw, and we needed a drink. And walked in, and you ordered your standard beer and shot of tequila. I ordered my standard rum and coke.
And there was a very attractive woman, probably in her early 30s, and very personable, and started talking. And what are you doing in town? And she kind of looks at me and she says, well, I'm a friend of some of the players.
And she was a hired gun.
Oh, wow. Okay.
and more than open to talk about it.
Yeah, more than open to talk about it, but really, I mean, nice looking.
So, here's what I'm guessing. Really? I'm guessing that, like, Greg Anthony or Warren Sapp, they weren't having a business transaction with that type of woman.
Correct.
So you could get that, and there is no clinginess. There are no issues because that's all settled up front. What I'm talking about is he probably was walking past the lobby and was like, hey, what's going on? Like $60, okay, come on up.
Right, then they asked for 100,
right,
because they did more than he said.
Or he didn't like it and was like, I'll give you 40.
Right.
Here's 20. Get the hell out of my room, whore.
Well, when we were on the road, this was before Patrick got to the Bears, I believe. And I don't want to name
names. Man, that was forever ago.
But there were...
It's a long damn time.
This was a road trip to Detroit where, for whatever reason, the elevators, up and down the elevators all night, hookers. And I mean, it was crazy, and it wasn't just players. It was all on the same floor, and then it was also some members of the sports media.
Oh yeah,
who apparently the players had arranged for friends of theirs in the media to have a knock on their door.
Oh, wow.
As they were headed down that hall. I'm thinking, what the hell is going on here? One of those sportscasters since in some criminal trouble.
Oh really?
And out of work.
So, like, were you getting irritated by all the ruckus in the hallways?
Yes, it was
out
loud.
There in your tidy whities.
I'm waiting for my damn pizza and wings to show up.
Bring down film.
I got wings to eat. Right.
Are you the pizza person?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Yeah, bring me my damn pizza.
Put your dress back on. Kept opening the door.
Right.
Jeez, Domino's.
Where are my wings?
Wings.
It was very. It was early on in my career. I thought, oh, this is just how they roll. I guess this is. But it was a one off from some. Some Bears that enjoyed themselves.
Really?
A lot.
So which player did you ask then for the hooker treatment the next time around?
I know.
Hey, guys, I'm in room 117.
I found out who it was.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Looking forward to hearing.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Wow.
But not. I thought it was early on. I thought that was just kind of the way it was, but it wasn't. as it turned out.
I don't know. I've got to be honest. Maybe I'm naive, but when I was around, I was around there a lot. Maybe it was because I just would always go to my room, lock myself in there, and watch a movie and go to bed, but I didn't see all
you
that.
And Todd Sauer.
You
and Todd.
Yeah.
What do you need a woman for?
If it was going on, I didn't see that.
What kind of career did you have? No steroids, no hookers. You're so boring.
And Todd Sauer.
That's why it lasted 16 years.
Todd was before he was a Barry.
I wanted to be a role model.
Well, I think that just shows your character.
That's
your teammates didn't want to do that crap.
But we got some texts over here earlier today that were like, you know, how did you do that with all those girls all over the lobby? Maybe I'm naive. I didn't notice who they were, but they weren't all over the lobby when you would go down there if you were going out to dinner. It wasn't just like a slew of women hanging out. I didn't see that.
Maybe I was
going to the wrong side of the lobby. But
maybe there wasn't a slew. Maybe they were there. You just didn't notice.
Yeah, I probably didn't notice.
Yeah. That was the Bulls. That was Rodman and that whole thing.
But
that,
I've heard stories like that where there were just, it was a slew.
Yeah, not
of
so much the Bulls I started.
No, the Bulls, covering the Beatles.
Nobody
that
was interested in those Bulls.
Are you sure?
I promise you.
Oh, you're telling me that Dave Corzine didn't have just packs of women waiting wherever he went?
You're not talking about the most attractive team members either to cover.
Yeah, come on. Think about who you were talking about here.
Yeah, well, somebody. There's always
there are women around. Not
there's
like
someone for everyone.
Yeah, when you're around the other Bulls, the championship Bulls, that's different. That's a different world.
That was insane.
But that world wouldn't work today at all.
Right.
There's no way.
Well, there'd be no way. With Twitter and camera phones and...
No,
that's correct.
Not going to happen.
I mean, Rodman would walk by, and I remember saying that there is no way in hell any one of those girls is 18.
Yeah.
Like, just not... And all their pictures would have been everywhere immediately. But I was just... I mean, they were like five or six, you know, on three on each arm as he's walking out with his pink feather boa on.
His stories you can't believe them.
Right.
The story, that never happened, but I guess they did.
It did.
You know, but they're unbelievable. They are unbelievable.
Back in your day, covering teams, though, too, there weren't as many reporters.
Correct.
Right? And so, the relationships between the reporter and athlete are different than they are now.
Correct.
Or maybe a reporter wouldn't talk about what a guy does in his extracurricular activities.
Correct. Not my business.
Right.
And not my business. My business is other things.
Yeah,
not
your business is covering the team and how he played that night, not what he did after the game.
But you know what? The players now take pictures of themselves.
Well, yeah, I know. The stupid players.
Right, the players are like, hey, look, I'm with a porn star. And that's what's amazing to me is they can't wait to show you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The stuff, it was a JT Smith that had that girlfriend with a giant ass who's like lying in front of him, and he takes a picture of her ass and he puts it on Instagram, and then the league finds him for it. He's like, what? What'd I do?
There was a Notre Dame player, right?
You can't post a picture of your girlfriend's giant ass. I mean, what can you post on Instagram?
That's for your enjoyment, though.
Right. No, it was not supposed to be for the world.
Right.
It was too big to
too
be
big.
Attractive.
Well, I don't know. You've lost me. You lost me with the whole Beyonce conversation we had years ago.
Yeah.
Beyonce's too big. I'm done.
She's fine.
Did you guys see...
Don't get him started.
I know. Did you see Will Ferrell?
No, Fallon? I didn't. I heard
you
it You've
seen the video? It's unbelievable. Terry, it was Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell, and Jimmy Fallon. They did a lip sync contest.
Drunk in Love?
And he did Beyonce's Drunk in Love, and it is just absolutely unbelievably funny. It's so good. I don't watch Fallon, but it seems like every week there's a video I'm missing out on or something.
Right.
You know,
I'm missing by not watching.
It finds its way to you, though.
You always find the funniest parts.
Yeah.
You always find the funniest parts.
Fallon is too happy. I mean, too much of that for me.
Well, you're a Letterman guy.
Even at that.
I'm with you. Nobody can be that upbeat. That's like Mr. Cub.
It makes you sick.
But when he's that good at what he does, I enjoy him.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I like his
nature.
I think you tune in, you know what you're going to get. You know what you're going to get every time. He's going to be that guy.
Well, I just think you guys are old.
Are you just saying in real life, or is that an act?
No, I'm sure he's a great guy in real life.
No, I mean that upbeat all the time.
I don't know.
See, that's but he is on TV. But you know what you're getting every time you tune in.
That's why I don't.
It's like
that's why you won't know your personnel.
KYP. There's certain musicians that just rub you the wrong way, like Jack freaking Johnson.
Say KYP.
Know your personnel.
You just want to take his guitar
and beat him over the head with it, or like the John Belushi scene in Animal House. You know,
what does Jack Johnson sing? I don't know.
Oh, all that.
I don't know who he is.
Plinky
old heavyweight champion.
He's a guy to me, though. I would love to sit around like a bonfire at some beach And just exactly. Have him playing.
And then break the guitar over his head and burn it.
Throw him in the bonfire. Right. Burn him. Yes,
that's exactly what he is, too.
Yeah, that's what, it's a guy right. That I want to sit around now, like a giant bonfire and hear that noise.
Now, if Jack Johnson was on fire, though, Terry, would you let Mitch Albom pee on him to put him out?
No.
No.
I would not. No. Counselor. No, I would not.
Fine question, though.
Man, thanks for mentioning that. That's what I need to add, guy's name.
You need Mitch Albom in your head?
Oh, God.
Fallon, then, he had Drew Barrymore come out, and they did a Naked? Duet, a lip-sync duet of The Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
That was pretty good. I mean, because the Will Ferrell thing to start off with Drunken Love, it stole the whole thing. It was it. It was over after that point.
Yeah, he could have walked off the stage.
And there was a really cool thing Fallon did with Robert Plant, where he had this computer program on the iPad that does multi-tracking for harmonies, where okay. you can loop yourself and then sing to your own harmony like an Andrew sure. Bird kind of thing. And he and Robert Plant live did the old doo-wop hit Duke of Earl.
Oh, yeah?
It was really good.
Yeah, he's really clever. The stuff they do on the show, it's always, that I see after the fact or like a week or two later, it's always good.
That you find out on Twitter, somebody sends you a
well. That's what it is. You see it on Facebook. Yeah. There's a video on Facebook. That's how. How do you watch Jimmy Fallon on Facebook?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's how I do it. Yeah, it makes
sense. You don't need to turn on the television.
I don't.
I unfriended him.
You did?
Yeah,
I'm done with
him. Is he still on your website though?
No.
Oh, that's a different website.
Yeah. That's a whole.
That's a different book.
Nobody yet. What the hell?
It's a different book.
What the hey?
You're living in different times, Terry. Maybe 30 years ago, you'd have a lot more people.
Oh,
interested.
I'd have a lot more business. Yeah, I got nothing.
That's Terry's website. He's gonna start up one day.
I am though. Let me tell you something. I remain hot on Farmers Only.
You know, I think I do. You do have a profile on FarmersOnly.com, but I was getting so many emails. I attached my email to it, and I was getting all of these notifications for T. Diddley that another person loves him and another person wants to do him.
Any women, or is it all men?
Oh, it's all big horse women, and they want to do him in the pasture and do him in a truck.
Like we said, there's someone for everyone.
And it was he was too hot.
I can't get on their website here at CBS.
They won't let you.
Which one, Terry's or Farmers Only?
Farmers Only. FarmersOnly.com.
You're not going to be able to.
I take on farm women.
You were hot. You were a thing.
Well, of course.
Oh, there we go. Farmers Only. I'm on now.
Why wouldn't I be?
And I only found Ed Farmer. Just repeatedly naked pictures of Ed Farmer that he had uploaded.
Well, because you were on EdFarmerOnly.com. Right.
He's on the team for next year.
FarmioOnly.com.
Also a hot item. No, I should be.
I see one profile after another of Farmio.
Wait a second. If you're a farmer, wouldn't it be okay to be with city folk?
No.
I mean, maybe you can.
No, you don't. Nothing to talk about.
They don't understand you.
Shep? They don't understand. Shep, I speak farm language.
Shep, he can let us know from
Slightly
Cole City.
Frowned upon.
See, it's frowned upon.
I mean, if you're going to live on the farm, yeah.
You need to have a farm person.
Maybe you want to get off the damn farm, though. You ever think of that? Instead of slopping horse crap around, maybe you could get a desk job.
You won't let your kid leave? Well, you can't go do that.
You're going to inherit this dirt farm someday, son.
You don't know.
Are there dirt farms?
Well, somebody has to grow the dirt. I don't know.
You don't grow dirt.
I don't know. Plant agronomist all of a sudden.
Soil farms.
The current bachelor, the bachelor, he's a farmer. And he's out there with city women. I mean, it's never
going to
work.
Right, because he's going to leave.
Right. He needs like a bunch of farm women. That'll be on The Bachelor.
He's going to marry a city girl, and he's going to get off the farm, and he's going to go work for an advertising agency.
No, he's going to bring her on the farm, and then they're going to have a problem, and then things are going to happen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep the women off the farm, because they'll make some smell
just
bad.
Just men. You just need men on the farm.
A big farm full of men. Grow the man.
Well, I like,
Dr. Death will come to fertilize your men
for you. The other day, on Saturday, 7 o'clock, SNL, they had their best Super Bowl skits, the whole show. And the very first, like 7:05, the very first commercial, SNL commercial, was the Schmitz Gay, the beer.
Oh, that's a classic.
Immediately thought of you.
It's a classic.
I'm like, Bernstein has to love this thing.
Yes.
Absolute best. I was shocked they were showing it at 7. Like, they would never get away with that stuff now.
Well, it's not as funny anymore because it's not as transgressive anymore.
Because it's not as mean.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching the Family Feud yesterday. I forgot about this. And the question was, what can you get in a bag?
would you say weed?
They did. They said weed. One of the family members said weed. And this is on Family Feud. And my daughter, who's 9, goes, Dad, what is weed?
Oh, boy.
You know what the next answer was?
Heroin.
Cocaine. My daughter said, what is cocaine,
Wait,
Dad?
It actually came up on the thing, or this is what they guessed?
We did. Cocaine did not, but they both guessed. They guessed both of those.
That sounds like a fun family.
Family Feud.
Yeah,
that
sounds like a great
really?
Family.
Have they changed?
Did you get their name?
Family Feud.
Yes. This was like at 6 o'clock, and it was a rerun, I guess, but I was like, my daughter's like, oh, I like that show, Dad. What is weed? What?
Survey says.
Ding, and it flips. Weed.
Wow. Well,
Family
he was actually
Feud.
Watching. He was actually watching Cartel Feud. Wow. Please welcome the Ortega Cartel.
I don't need to answer that question.
They're all in white suits.
I don't need to teach my daughter about weed watching Family Feud.
What? Yeah, the kids have asked about what, you know, they read the paper. They
sure,
know
but
all the marijuana
not, on, not off of Family Feud.
Oh, he goes
the
to the paper.
Says family.
He blacks out all references to weed. Yeah. Here, honey, here's your Wall Street Journal. Come you can on, look man. At it now. All right, what are you guys doing today?
I have no clue.
We awesome. Don't have any idea. Good. No, we have nothing going on.
You got the folder with the big question mark on the front?
I don't have a folder.
Perfect.
We're working better. On some stuff. We're working on some people because interesting stuff written. We're lurking.
We'll be all right.
We're lurking in the periphery. You
oh,
know
we
who
don't
we
really
are.
Care.
We're great on
right.
days
we're
like
fine.
This.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of spanking going on.
Yeah,
you've done what 16 years like this?
Oh, there'll
nothing,
be stuff.
No news going on.
Yeah, these are days I like it. These are the
yeah,
days
we've done it before.
Where you take the plane up in the air and then you land in some
land
tiny
in some
foreign
your,
country because you have no idea where you're going.
Land in some of your listeners.
Tomorrow
on the show,
yes.
Mike Florio, Mark Schnowski, Dave Softy Mahler, Speaks is back with Manly. So don't go away. Boers and Bernstein up next.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Breonte Weber was one of those college basketball players you couldn't keep your eyes off. He was quick with the basketball and quicker without it. Everything Virginia Commonwealth did started with Weber. He was the Rams' point guard, their leader, and the central figure in the full court havoc defense that has symbolized Shaka Smart's remarkably successful six-year run as VCU's coach. Weber was 12 steals away from breaking John Linehan's all-time NCAA steals record when he went down late in VCU's loss to Richmond on Saturday. Averaging just under 4 steals a game, Weber was probably no more than 4 games away from the record, except he didn't get up after taking that fall on Saturday afternoon. He'd torn up his knee, ACL and MCL. His college career is over. VCU is deep, especially at the point guard spot, but they will miss Weber. Those who love college basketball will miss him more. I'm John Feinstein.
Need a 5-hour with a new improved taste. Try berry, orange, pomegranate, and grape. Citrus, lime, even pink lemonade.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? Have you tried
5-hour
energy lately?
Oh, and if you're extra tired, we got extra strength. Flavors like sour apple, saving the day.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? It's got a new improved taste, and it comes in 10 great flavors.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
News.
So good.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello there.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a lever two along the way and let it persist a revving at someone's back door. I suppose that'll happen. And this is the radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Terry Boyce.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Second half at 3:30. Hub Arkish will put a bow on the NFL season for us at 5 o'clock today and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. There's texting at 67011. Texts on The Score are presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it's at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. You can also get all your B&B needs at Boersandbernstein.com. But you could be away from a computer or a radio. So what do you do? Well, if you have a mobile device, you download the Audio Roadshow application. You can listen to the show, you can interact with the show, and you can answer this, the 10 Seconds of Glory question. Who else did Michael Jordan punch in the face that we haven't heard about? Our producers are Joe Dredge.
I haven't read a book since ninth grade when they made me, like, you know, you don't raise your hand, but they call on you. A mocking to remember or whatever. Mockingbird to remember.
Right. Yeah.
He is Rockford's American Idol.
Chris Tannehill.
The voters are asphyxiated with quarterbacks.
Asphyxiated.
Should Brady have gotten it?
They're asphyxiated?
Wow.
I don't know if that is.
The voters are asphyxiated with quarterbacks.
Asphyxiated.
Should Brady have gotten it?
Whose comment was that? Oh.
Wow.
Mark Grody.
He is Captain Indestructo. I'm not sure.
The voters are asphyxiated with quarterbacks.
I am too.
Should Brady have gotten it?
I'm sure he gets it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, I'm sure he
Tommy
gets it.
Tommy Guns. Tony Fish.
Well, put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji.
Did you say hi to him anymore? He's too big for him.
Hi, well, Chris.
He never responds.
Well, he didn't say hi to us either when you got here.
Yeah,
he didn't say hi to us. He's calling you. He doesn't even say hi and move on.
What, were you talking to me?
Yeah.
What are you talking to? I didn't see you. You went.
Oh. Because we were around. I think you were.
You weren't just around. You were in that studio talking to.
No, he was in there talking to Rod.
I got bigger fish to fry than in the studio.
Hi, Chris.
So then you don't need me.
Oh, we always
you got
need
Rod.
You.
You don't need.
Oh,
me.
If we didn't, you'd be gone.
Well then. That's true, I guess. Well, no,
yes, that's true.
I think there are a lot of people here they don't really need. I'm probably one of them.
No. Oh, no. You do a fine job. White Sox fans love you. You're huge with them.
They don't like him very much. They barely tolerate him.
Some do.
Yeah, some do, though.
But they blame things on you. If the team is bad and you say the team is bad, then it's your fault the team is bad.
No, not that. Not every White Sox fan's an idiot.
Yeah, well, pretty close.
That ain't true.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, well, okay, every White Sox fan is an idiot. Let me correct myself before you move on.
I didn't say it.
I didn't say it either. This guy said it.
Have you ever listened to the post-game show?
I have.
Yeah.
You're going to get me in trouble.
I get you in trouble?
Yeah.
Why?
They're going to come at me talking, saying, "Well, see, you think White Sox fans are jerks?"
Well, that's what I said. That what you said.
I know, but they're going to think I said it,
which means they are stupid.
Wow. I didn't say that.
I would never say that either.
Right, but the fact that you are reasonably concerned that they're incapable of understanding who said something.
Well, that's the way radio goes. So it doesn't. They don't pay. It's not just that. I mean, anything you say, it could be
true.
Somebody else said it. So it's not just that.
The face of all White Sox fans for me is Herb. So,
ooh, that's a bad face.
Oh boy.
So that's rough.
That's a lot of face.
When I think of a White Sox fan, I think of Herb.
He's the dear boy himself, and he's also the face of Illini Nation.
Oh my God, is he?
That's yeah.
Didn't go there, but he's their face.
He's their face.
Grab a he's ridiculous.
Yeah, he is.
Grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn, one low price. ChicagoWolves.com. Got a score to update you on, and we'll do that in a moment. Corey Crawford has been strong for the Blackhawks against the Wild. He's won his last 4 starts versus them. He'll be in goal tonight. The Hawks continue their road trip. Puck drops at 7. Meanwhile, Coach Joel Quenneville says he expects Chris Versteeg back early in the Hawks' next homestand. Today, Mike Dunleavy missing yet another practice for the Bulls with an ankle injury.
Just all right.
Yeah,
could be better. It's feeling a little bit better. It's just been a long process. Probably turned out being a little bit worse than anybody imagined, and just dealing with it.
Coach Tom Thibodeau calling that injury a bone bruise. The Bulls will play in Houston tomorrow. In Boston, the Patriots championship parade has been postponed until tomorrow as a result of their recent winter storm. College basketball tonight, Northwestern will take on Nebraska. Illinois faces Rutgers. The broadcast tonight on the score at 8, and Herb is excited. Also, hockey today, Rochester leads the Wolves. It is 3-2 late
now,
in
Rochester,
the third period.
Now, how many times...
See, nobody knows that reference.
Must I have told you,
I guarantee you, nobody knows that reference.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I do it to entertain myself.
Yeah, you do. Every time you do it.
It's too much fun.
Every time, and nobody knows what the hell you're talking about except me.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
What is that an old thing?
Yeah. Jack Benny.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, no, you would not. His butler was named Rochester.
Oh,
that's wrong too. By the way, that whole concept
was really, really, really
that whole concept is a little creepy.
Really racist. That's,
yeah, really creepy.
I feel like you'd really have to go out of your way to find that show. It's not like you'd be growing up and it's just on.
Correct.
Yeah, I want. Well, it was a big show. I mean,
huge.
In terms of yeah. I mean, it was a, you know, I here and there I was but two. And I was already absorbing all I could of Rochester.
This update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. And visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander with seating up to 8. The Highlander provides room for all your family and friends. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 135, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 67, The Score. Can I tell you something? You talk about that play yesterday and the last play. That thing's going to go on forever. That thing's going to go on forever. It's going to last at least another week and then well beyond that.
Another news cycle.
Oh,
on
my
that, yep.
God. The news cycle was like it just happened yesterday.
Especially because they haven't even had the parade yet because of the bad weather. Right, you're going to have all the parade stuff.
My
and then
God.
It's also nothing else going on.
Bulls are going to play again sometime. That's not
yeah,
much.
Yeah, they are. You know what, though? The Bulls have a real problem in these Cleveland Cavaliers. That apparently
they're pretty damn good, don't they?
They look pretty damn good.
Yeah,
and
yeah, Love is starting to. He didn't score much last night, but he's getting closer to being Kevin Love.
Did you hear? It's not just that. It's the stuff that LeBron James is saying too, and he's been rejuvenated since the
he
injury
has been,
break.
Since that, yeah,
and it's been off the court the stuff. You know, finally,
yeah,
he's starting to say, you know, we've won 11 in a row, but we haven't accomplished anything yet. We're not where we want to be yet, and it's kind of
Closing in on the mighty, mighty Bull. I'll tell you that. Closing in.
Half. They've equaled the win total, and they've got only one more loss.
Yeah.
That's a half game difference.
And I don't say, it's not like they're peaking too late or anything. I think they're probably getting it together maybe a little bit early, but, you know, when they find it, when those three guys can really coexist and find it, and they've made enough acquisitions, including the dopey ones, that kind of help them. It sounds odd to say, because I'm not a fan of J.R. Smith. But he kind of helps you. Shumpert kind of helps you. And then the big guy.
The big guy's made a bit of a
big
difference.
Guys, made a bit of a difference. So they have everything you need now. They have a little bit of everything, a lot of ways to hurt you, better on the boards.
I thought the flurry of trades, that they get Mozgov, they get Shumpert, and they get J.R. Smith. Yeah. And I'm thinking that's a panic move, and you just cashiered your season. Because you have a coach who's in over his head, and now he's got knuckleheads he's got to work with. And you know what? They have emerged from this with a remodeled roster and new opportunities, both offensively and defensively. They're not standing around and staring at each other anymore. They're moving the ball
Correct.
A little bit.
I don't think LeBron tolerates knuckleheads. I agree that you acquired knuckleheads. I don't think watching JR, I don't think he's quite that same knucklehead. He might be at times, but it's different when you're playing with him.
It's a little frightening.
You know, it's like the guys would come in and play with Jordan. It was like, you would go, oh, I don't like that guy very much. Or what? Yeah, but you know what? When he's there, maybe without him, it'd be hell to pay. But when he's there,
I just spilled tea all over myself. Why did I do that? Because
all of it?
Really stupid. No, a lot of it, because the bag was stuck in the bottom of the styrofoam cup. And then when I tipped the cup over, it all hit me in the face, and now it's the
really
red.
You really are an idiot.
I'm going to have red splotches like I've been stabbed in the neck. This looks really bad. An idiot.
The old, The old coach of the Washington Generals. Red Splotches is with me. Why don't we change your name to Red Splotches?
I mean,
give yourself a whole new generation of people to, you know, I mean, to get to know you and hate you. Red Splotches.
I got to get like some OxyClean or something. This is awful. I mean, I got to get to work on this.
We'll spray you down.
Please do. Boers and Bernstein, we have a lot more to come today, including Hub and things and surprises, and you have the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Excitement of Northwestern football, Chicago's Big Ten team with family and friends this season.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
On to Tickets Light today. Frostbrewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
The Coyote Logistics Hockey City Classic returns Saturday, February 7th to Soldier Field. Tickets start at just $19 and are valid for both games. Buy tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Service fees may apply.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to KROQ.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to KROQ.com and watch it now.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you by purchasing them a star in the sky, courtesy of Your Star Forever, for just $9. That's 70% off. This meaningful gift includes a personalized message, photo, and YouTube video. Need a gift idea for the man in your life? Get him a cigar from StogieBoys.com. For just $30, you'll get 5 Maduro and 5 Natural Toro-sized cigars. Take advantage of these Valentine's Day deals at offers.cbslocal.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Hockey is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, 1:44 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein, you got your splotches cleaned up. We're all good now. We're ready to go.
Continue. I went back to Andy's desk and I said, "Do you have like an OxyClean something?" And she goes, "Oh, Mitch has one." She said, I bought it for him. So I was thinking of all the guys in this city who do what he does for a living. What were the odds that I happen to work in the same building where that PD's got himself a stained stick?
We got to clean it up.
That's right. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to clean it up. Anyway, I just say that, you know, this whole thing, this is going to go on forever. This is never going to stop. This last play is going to go down and ever. I pick up the stuff today and I look at reading the stuff around. It's like it happened yesterday. Dude. Is there nothing else to write about?
Well, there really wasn't, because there wasn't much happening anywhere. When you're talking about, see, the secondary story, and I looked at it today in the Tribune, saying, well, now this just proves to you the bottom of the roster matters. Well, yeah, it does.
Well, we've said that for
years.
You're
right. You don't need...
Because we hated the bottom of the Bears roster.
Right. You don't need this game. And that was part of the problem last year, was there the last 15 guys on their roster weren't really NFL quality in any respect whatsoever.
And meanwhile, these guys are finding guys on the street selling shoes and the Patriots, too. That's the thing about the Patriots. They're no different in terms of guys they find that help them.
Yeah, but their guys are better than your guys. Their replacement level guys. It's like what I've always thought about the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball. When they rely on a replacement level player, he's better than the guy you're relying on for whatever reason. Those are the kind of things that the really good organizations do, that they've got a certain floor level of quality no matter what. But then they know their pro personnel is so good that they know who's on another roster. They know who's on a practice squad, who right away when that guy becomes available, they've got an understanding of exactly what that guy could do for them. Before he's even cut, before he's even way before whatever injury settlement, they know, okay, he's coming here. Other teams do it, but they do it kind of grabbing names and hoping, not like the Patriots do.
Yeah, the Patriots, I mean, you may hate him, and a lot of people do, but it's not like, and they've had a lot of, like all other teams, a lot of draft picks that suck. I mean, it's not like, oh, of course, year after year, they don't.
Wasn't Brandon Merriweather a first-round pick of theirs?
Yes, he was. They don't, though. It's not like.
What they'll do is they'll recognize it. They won't hang on because they used a pick on him. And then we'll talk about how many disruptions the guy has and just hold him.
It always gets back to my guy.
Right. They'll get rid of the guy. All right, didn't work. We'll move on. What's next? It's the Bears' problem,
who
too.
Who's their personnel?
Pro personnel?
Yeah, and on the Patriots. Could everyone, this is
Bill Belichick.
Well, I don't think he's out, you know, during the... I don't think he's doing that. He may have the final say, and I know he does, but he's not out searching.
Tony in Frankfurt is on the Score. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Dan and Terry. Yeah, this Cleveland team now, is after the rejuvenation, like you mentioned, of LeBron, they're starting to look really fun to watch, especially with how Kyrie Irving is supposed to look when he's 100%, just knocking down shots all over the place. But my question was, seeing how David Blatt is well in over his head, and even though they're playing better now, I don't think it's a result of him starting to get a hold of how his roster is. Has there been a comp in history where the best player of an era, such as LeBron, has to act as the de facto authoritarian figure and kind of take over a franchise for a season and just make a run?
Where the player has done it?
Yeah, where that, you know, that's the guy who's doing the motivation, the king of the team forward.
Just the heavy lifting. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Coach on the floor.
Hmm. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, let me think about it a little bit, Tony, because that is he is doing it. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that when you watch them play, and they're a different team now.
And the Showtime Lakers, you always had such a heavyweight coach in Pat Riley that you couldn't say that about Magic, even when Magic was the dominant force of personality without question.
Yeah. No, you couldn't say that. I couldn't say that about the championship Bulls. Couldn't say about the old championship Celtics. Red Auerbach was running that thing. Don't worry about that.
Well, and even I think it's a stretch to compare this Cleveland team to champions already.
Oh no, I'm just saying that. But if you're talking about a championship, even a championship contender, it's difficult to find.
I mean, there were times this year where LeBron wouldn't let David Blatt even start to get in the
correct
huddle because LeBron was so busy trying to coach.
Right, he was schooling him as you moved along. No, you Tony, I don't, you know.
It's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's really never been one of the greatest players of all time in quite this situation before. Especially with a guy who's never coached in the league. Ever.
Some weird. What we said at the time, I don't know why you do that, but they are a problem, though. Yeah, they definitely are a problem because they have enough now. It's not like LeBron's out there by himself anymore. And they're good enough inside. They're not great. They're not great inside.
I don't think they have to be the way they play.
I don't think so either. That's my point. You don't have to be great. You just have some goof standing there, and he can do that for you.
Timofey, you're really good at standing there.
Just
thank you very much. I'm good at standing here. Grab ball, outlet pass.
Does he look the part or what?
Yep, he does. He knows what he's supposed to do.
You notice me? I'm telling you. And Kyrie Irving is just, you know, dropped 55 the other day when LeBron sat out, and also, to me, it is becoming a better player now that LeBron, I don't know why I think that, I just do. I think before he wasn't quite where you wanted to be, he is now.
The 847 suggests the Chris Paul Clippers when Vinny was there. That's not bad, because that's Chris Paul doing all the work. Yeah, that's him running it.
That's him running it. I'll take that, by the way, over.
Over Vinny?
Tie man. Yeah,
where is Vinny? Is he doing TV somewhere now?
I don't know.
We should find him.
We should. He's a friend of the show.
Oh.
Well, that's a stretch.
That's where Inhospitable came from, wasn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that where that started?
Yes.
In Lake Villa, Neil is on WSCR.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
I just want to make a comment that you were just talking about the bottom of the Bears lineup.
No, there's roster.
Or the bottom of the Bears roster. I'm
yeah.
Sorry. Since 2010, the Packers have had 45 draft choices, and the Bears have only had 30. So that just goes to show you that they built the bottom of their roster out of 15 draft choices, where the Bears did it with 15 free agents. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, there's something to be said for having a lot of picks.
And Belichick does the same thing. He would sooner have more picks. He doesn't worry about that. He would sooner have more chances because he understands that he's going to be wrong. Good thing he does, because a lot of times, are they wrong? Look at some of their picks. Oh, are they wrong? But yeah, he wants more then. That's what he does. He wants more. Wants another chance, and they do. And the good teams, I think you find, do that. You know, the good stories that you saw on the guys at the bottom of the Seattle roster that weren't playing, or the bottom of the Patriots roster, a lot of teams have that. A lot of teams have that. I don't know if they're that good or savior, but certainly, I mean, other teams do it as well. But Belichick famously would sooner trade and get more draft picks.
The 847 suggests that the early LeBron Heat with a young Eric Spoelstra would be a comp. No, I think you're sleeping on Spoelstra.
No, I think
you
too.
Because just because he's young, don't mistake that for him not understanding how to coach that team.
Yeah,
he was running those huddles.
Yeah.
LeBron, for a while, was actually running these huddles here. I mean, you look at the sort of the actual mechanism of some of this stuff. Eric Spoelstra is a really good coach.
He
and has been one.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Even with Riley looming over him, it sort of made him look like
thing. You know, when you talk about guys like that, nobody was running as much power as Magic had, because he fired Paul Westhead. Oh, how could you do that? And then who does he wind up? He's in my lap. Holy God Almighty, dope! But he had that kind of part. But if you know, he didn't have that with Riley. Riley was running the show every step of the way.
And a lot of people making the point here that don't forget, when you start talking about the Magic Laker teams, there were some Paul Westfall teams in there where Magic was running the show. And Westfall always had a good reputation, but
Didn't live up to it.
That's not bad, because Magic was in the full power.
You could think of it. Yeah, he could, whatever you want to do, he could.
He even made himself coach at one point. Yeah. Actually, technically,
yes, he did.
That's not bad. I don't know why Westfall just never, he never lived up to being everything everybody thought. He was like in line to be like the next dynastic coach.
I thought he would be. Did not work. Did not work.
I don't know.
I mean, but you look at these guys that have done this, and not all of them. And maybe, sure, there are guys here and there, but it's very unusual to be in the position that LeBron is in and really going to have to stay there. He's not pushing Bled out of the huddle these days. He's not telling him to go have a, you know, go have a cup of coffee or something while they talk to these guys. But on the court, running it. And while he's running it, everybody's getting better. The only thing they can't quite figure out, they figure it out some nights, other nights not so much. And I don't know if he's happy or unhappy, Kevin Love. You know, this is a guy that's averaged 25 points a game, wasn't he?
Right.
I don't know if he's happy or unhappy with where he's at now. I mean, I guess if you're finally winning, because they never won.
Hold on a second. It wasn't West. Westfall wasn't the coach when Magic was taking over that team. It wasn't, because he wasn't there.
I didn't think so.
West head coached them, but
fired him.
He fired Paul Westhead.
Yeah.
Westfall was
I just said
coming into power in the Suns. Yeah, right. Because we got to make sure
that Paul Westhead.
Right.
And then he landed here.
Exactly. We got to make sure that there's some confusion there.
Magic.
Because Magic knew, he saw through the fact that that system was phony for the NBA. He knew it. He knew that just running guys in passing lanes from one end to the other wasn't real basketball.
As great as he was, and that's her, no, he did not. In a minute,
he explained it to you. It sounded brilliant. It sounded absolutely brilliant.
Always. He's a very smart guy, but you can have it.
Know what he was? He had some Tressman in him. He had some sort of that the academic sounds great. This is revolutionary kind of thing, right? And
there was a guy quoting Shakespeare to me. I said, "Hey, Paul, let's just talk basketball. I don't care. No, don't bother me with that." And then I was basically banned. It. Yeah,
I'd rather talk to Kevin Lockery.
Well, Kevin and I were great. Yeah. He's fun. Oh, yeah, well, he yelled at me. He understood that he could yell at me. Westhead wanted to just insult me in other ways. You know what I mean? Yell at me, fine. I have no problem with that.
These aren't bad either. Another compare, the Brian Hill Magic when Shaq was there. But Shaq wasn't interested in coaching, really, though.
Coaching, no. We need to take a break. Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments?